Hello, yeah.
Hi, it's MMA Legal. Haven't missed a call from you.
Yes, I just got your phone this morning at 9:30, but I had things to do, so I was out.
What's your name?
Sorry about that.
Let me just try and pull your record up.
No problem.
Lovely. Okay, can you just confirm your date of birth and your address for me, please?
The date of birth is 7/9/60, 2 Barnet Court, Selkirk.
Lovely. That's brilliant. Okay, so just need to make you aware that during the call, if there's any safeguarding, I would need to make a referral to the local authority, but I've discussed that with you in the first instance. And the call is recorded for compliance reasons. Are you happy to continue?
Yes.
Lovely. Okay, so today is about gathering some more information of the impact of your time in care for your Scottish Redress claim. What age did you go into care?
I'd like to say 8-year-old.
Okay. And can you remember what local authority that would have been that you were placed with?
Oh, that would have been. I'm quite sure the client was in North Ayrshire at the time.
North Ayrshire, did you say?
Well, it's North Ayrshire now. That's what I say now. It's North Ayrshire and Largs. The home we were in Largs was hit. Had they come under North Ayrshire, I think, too, but I don't know if it was North Ayrshire then, back all these years ago, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay, we can look into that. So we think it's the North Ayrshire. Were you known by any other names or nicknames at all?
No.
Okay. So care settings we've got down as Clark House 1967.
Yes, that's right, Clark House, Melbourne Road, Largs, 41 Melbourne Road.
Did you stay anywhere else at all?
No, just Clark House.
Okay. And what school did you attend while you were in care?
We went to Largs Primary.
Is it L-A-R?
Yes.
And that's primary. And did you go to a high school whilst in care?
Sorry?
Did you go to a high school whilst in care?
Actually, when we came out of the home, we went to Stewart. My mum moved to Stewart with that flat. She went to get three boys out of the home. They all came out of the home at the same time. And we went to Stewart, and we went to Stewart High School.
Stewarton. Whereabouts was that?
That is in Ayrshire, Kilmarnock.
And Largs Primary School, whereabouts was that?
That was in Largs, up Nelson Street.
And what's your registered GP surgery, please?
At the moment, it is South Beach Medical Practice in Dawson.
And whereabouts is that, sorry?
In Dawson.
Dawson, is it?
Dawson, ARDROSSAN.
Brilliant, thank you. At the moment, do you have any other professional support in you, such as social care, occupational health, or anything?
Nothing at all.
Do you have any mental health diagnosis?
Nope.
Have you ever done any self-harm?
Never.
Any thoughts of ending life or attempts to end your life?
Nope.
Any hospitalizations for your mental health?
No.
Have you ever received any therapy or counseling?
Nothing at all.
Okay. Do you have any physical health?
No.
Did you attend hospital as a child while you were in care?
Well, I can't remember. I can't really remember.
Okay. I'll put unknown as can't remember. Do you provide consent for us to request copies of your records from any of the professionals that you've mentioned today in the call?
No, that's fine. You can So again, that'll be one. It's fine.
Lovely, thank you. Have you ever been arrested or any convictions?
Nope.
Did you ever smoke?
Sorry?
Did you ever smoke?
Yes, I do smoke, huh?
And what age is that?
Oh, 19 year old.
And still smoking?
Yes, afraid so.
So it's just a part of gathering the information. Some people are like age 11 and things, so it's important to find that out.
Yes.
Have you ever done any illicit substances, like drugs and things?
No.
Have you ever had an issue with alcohol?
No, I don't even drink.
Okay. And what age did you leave care?
I'd say we're there for maybe about 4 years to 8 year old to 12 year old, so that'd be, I'd like to say, 16, 4 years, I'd like to say, what I can remember. I'd like to say 4 year old care.
So how old were you when you left?
12.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Once you left social care, did they offer any other support?
No, nothing at all. No.
And did you return to mum? Did you say?
Yes. Yes.
During your time with us, would you prefer to have a male or female advisor?
Oh, it doesn't matter. So I'm going to say that way to see what's happened. Well, no, I mean.
Okay. So what I'll do is I'll allocate you to myself. So obviously you've spoke today, and that means that we'll go through this journey together. any records that we obtain for your care records, would you like a copy of that?
That'd be good if you don't mind, just for curiosity. Yes, that'd be really interesting, huh?
Yeah, no problem. Okay, so the process is going to take about 10 months. I'll be your main point of contact for this process. My number has come up on your phone, hopefully. So if you save that into your phone, that will come directly through to myself.
Yeah.
What we'll do now is we'll gather some evidence for your case, and once we've got that information, I'll give you another call again, and we'll go through that information to clarify what we've got. When we put it all together, it will then go through to the panel, Scottish Reader. You don't need to attend that panel. It's a closed door panel. But you will be held to date that it's going to be held. As part of our compliance, you've probably already heard these options, but just make sure that you're sure and clear what these are. I'm going to go through them again. So you can independently do your own claim for Scottish redress, and you can research for your own evidence. You're entitled to access another solicitor from England and Scotland, who will have accepted a fee of £2,000, so that's on your behalf. And they get that £2,000 from Scottish Redress. They get that fee whether you win or lose. And then there's ourselves, LMA Legal, who can act on your behalf. We've opted out of the fees from Scottish Redress, and we only charge 20% cap fee from your case if you win. If you lose, we don't charge you anything. That means that we're completely independent and we're acting for you.
Mm-hmm.
So are you happy to still go ahead with LMA Legal?
Yes, I'd be quite happy for you to do it. It's only been the case, so I'd be quite happy for you to do it.
Lovely, thank you. You're entitled to a 14-day cooling off period. Are you happy to wait 14 days, or would you like us to proceed immediately?
Just proceed immediately if you don't mind and get it on up and running. It's up to you.
Yeah? It's up to you.
I know what you're saying, but if you'd like to go ahead, then just go ahead. I'm fine with that, no?
No problem. I'll put that one here. Have you got any other questions for me today?
No. Sorry, what's your name?
Natalie.
I'll keep your mark. That's the number I've got. Yeah. Keep all that right, okay?
Yeah, if you save that in your phone, it'll come through straight to me. Any questions that you think of down the line, just give me a call. That's all I need from you today, and we'll get started on your case and start getting that information together.
Brilliant, that sounds good to me. Thanks very much for your help. I really appreciate that.
No worries. You take care now.
Yeah, take care.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.